The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Kelly's Home Center, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, and Wendy's.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
So praises up, God makes no mistakes, His will be the way. Wish I could see you one more time, yeah. You're not just a friend, you are family. So better go and watch over me. And you never try off of me, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanna say, rest in peace, rest in peace. Goodbye, fly high. R.I.P., rest in peace. It's all love to all my real ones. Life's too uncertain.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation live and in full effect on this glorious day. We're grateful to be in your company, always being able to jam the way that we are, being able to talk about these things. Had to be able to play something solemn and something that is memorable, right? Can be able to remind you of the life that was Rodney Moncur. I know a lot of us are, he was a polarizing figure in our society. And over the years, he has grown on a lot of persons and they have adapted his convictions, his ideas and ideals. And his persistence in this particular space for righteousness and for freedom and for access is something that will always be remembered. Freedom March, his posture, his irreverence to the traditions and the culture of politics that have not served us, his ability to be able to stand strong, a great deal of political fire, and being able to stand for what he believes and convicted is righteousness in his particular stead. I got to be able to say that. I got to say that to you guys. So we say rest in peace to Rodney Moncur and to his family. We pray your strength in this time of bereavement for all of those particular persons. This took us by storm. I know the other day there were some people saying that he had passed away because they hadn't seen him on the show and then come to find out that he was in the hospital. But now we could be able to rest those things aside and lay those to rest because he has transitioned and gone on to, hopefully, Well, let's say it like this. He's gone on to get his reward for the time of his labor in this field. So we do that, guys. I got to be able to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They are good, decent people. Make sure you check them out. 341-1AFS. 341-1AFS. Check those persons out as I dive in and move forward with a great deal of things that's happening out here. In the studio with me is none other than Garth Roseboro. Make sure you pick up the papers today. Fire rages on Bay Street. Several structures engulfed in flames. I tell you all about that. Something is happening in this country. Something is happening around the world, and it's evident in our country. It has not been... Oh, when did say good afternoon to people before we start talking. Say good afternoon to people out there, Garth.
Well, it's a solemn afternoon, and Howard, thank you for recognizing one of our associates, Mr. Rodney Munker. And, you know, this morning when I heard from you, Howard Grant, the conversation between you and I was one of well-wishing for health and for long life, only because of the contribution that we make. But we readily recognize that we are nothing more than mere flesh and blood, and that at any given time that life can be extinguished. And so we must always give thanks to the Creator of the heavens and the earth. We also give thanks, Howard Grant, for the ability to think and to share the views that we continue to pray are truthful, and that we are hoping that we are able to encourage you to have a better life, a healthier life, but also a respectful life. And so today we give that respect to one other than Mr. Rodney Munker. We thank you for all that you've contributed to us. You've joined the great Darrell Miller and others before you. And Howard Grant, while we still have breath, we must continue to do our part in order to help our Bahamian people to understand that there's always a better way than the way that now exists.
And that's something that we have to be able to talk about, guys. I don't know. You know, I always get a little sentimental when things like this happen. You know, I start to kind of travel in my mind in this country. Some of the most prolific voices in our country over the past 6-7 months have passed away. Rodney Munker climbing to that position. Darrell Miller sitting in that position for a long time. They were the voices of liberty, the voices of reason, the voices of strength in our country that actually spoke truth to power, despite the defiance, despite the pushback, despite the tradition. And to find them transitioning, to find them moving on to a new space. And we're left here to pick up the pieces and find out how do we now move forward. I ask myself the question, what is happening in the country? What is happening, not necessarily what we can see with our eyes in the country, but what is happening in the spirit? What is this pursuit for realignment? I don't get preachy with it today. But I need to know that if it is in heaven as it is on earth, if it is in the spirit as it is in the natural, then the natural is showing us shift and transition. I'm questioning what is happening from a spiritual perspective. Talk to me, Garth.
Well, we have always looked at the fact that Hades, because you're a biblical man.
Hades
is a place of hell, Sheol. Because we go back to the scriptures and the ancient writings of Sheol. You know, this is where we need ambassador role to be a part of these types of shows when we talk about these things.
If I had known that Rodney would pass away, I'd tell him come.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do it to him too.
But, you know, hell is associated with fire. And, you know, Howard, for some time you've been telling the Bahamian people, we catch in hell. I mean, Howard ain't catching hell because Howard is protected under the shield of the Almighty. He got a family to take care of. He always talks about his family. He looking out for his family. But many Bahamian people are catching hell. And these fires that continue to blaze within the country should be a physical sign to the politicians that all is not well. Everyone is not well. And that somehow we need to get the devil out of the Bahamas at this particular time. You're talking about violence and crime. You're talking about rapes and et cetera. This is not the Bahamas, folks. This is not the Bahamas that we know. human smuggling, drug trafficking. Yes, we have a history of these things, but this is not the history that we want to continue to perpetuate. And so, Howard Grant, I do believe that when I first met you, I came on your show and you said to me, Garth, listen to me. The Foundation is a show to form, to educate, but it is a show to point people in the direction that we need to go in. It's a show that's going to rebuild us from the bottom up. It's a show that's going to let the people know that, you know what, you have a stakeholdership in making this country better, making your family better, making yourself better. Howard, you instilled that in me. You pushed that in me. You said, Garth, you cannot give up hope. You cannot get tired. Garth, I need you on
my
side.
Many times we had this conversation.
Yeah, we had this side because Howard had to beat this into me.
No,
like,
I
Garth,
let you know.
You seem like he's my friend and all, but I don't want you come on this show thinking this God and how we're talking in the barbershop, this God and how we're talking to the Bahamian people, and we owe these people the opportunity to grow and to build and to be better.
And to
and
believe.
That's why we're still together, Howard Grant, because we have these conversations.
You got to believe that we have an obligation and responsibility to be able to, no matter how dire it seems around us, we can't fall into the fray of just being able to have a salacious conversation, to be able to move with the emotions of our community, but we have to be steadfast and grounded in the foundation.
And I like that, Howard. And you know what's so amazing to me? As we go to the headlines today, the fire rages on Bay, right? And I thank you for
F&M.
Inviting me here again today. This was not planned, folks, but I was coming down Carmichael Road. You know, I had to call my good friend Romeo Miller, one of your homeboys from Grand Bahama, to come and get me so I can pick up my vehicle from the clinic. And
he grew with us, you know.
Yeah, Romeo's
in
your boy.
House.
Yeah, Romeo's your boy. Romeo love you today. He said, God, if you call me and tell me you're going to Howard, I can't say no. He said, call on E, but I'm coming. You know? So thank you, Mr. Romeo Miller. But when we were coming down, we saw this huge pillar of smoke, Howard Grant, black smoke coming from next to the old Roca gas station. And I know the Royal Fire Force has said to us,
Uncle Michael?
Yeah, man. Big black smoke. Big you can see it all the way from the police station.
Blue Marlin now. Right now?
Right now. You know, I went to the clinic. The clinic is next to the police station. And you could see this big, tall, black pillar of smoke. And the police have said to us, you know, be careful how you light anything right now because the country is dry. And I said to Romeo, you know, I believe the country
That's
is dry
what you're saying.
Because we chopped down all the trees on Western Carmichael Road, which would have brought the condensation of the pine forest and moisturized the entire area. So anytime you strike a match, you strike a lighter, it's going to ignite in a furious, I can't use the word furious to be decent, in a furious way.
It's crazy.
Because you know what? We don't have the condensation that we normally have. When I first moved into Adelaide, every morning the condensation of the pine forest, that no longer exists. And for our prime minister to be saying to us, he's fighting for climate change. You know, this whole idea of climate change, he's going to fight climate change. And he's going to make sure that we stand as a pillar of strength for climate change and allow, I got to say these things, you know, our beloved prime minister, a good man, a philanthropist, him and his wife, love you to death for the philanthropy that you do. But at the same time, when you talk about climate change, the whole forestry has been depleted, Howard Grant, all the way up to Munnings Drive over there, past the training center, all of that is depleted and burnt out. And so what are we going to do? There's no tree planting ceremonies.
Exactly
or
what you're saying.
I'm just saying, just plant
do
a tree.
You know what I did last night? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to say this.
Fires everywhere.
You know what I did last night? This notion where I stay now, where my wife, my family and I are.
Yeah.
We have a beautiful lawn out in the front there. Very nice. Right, I bought a lawnmower and everything to try to be because this.
You
is
bought a lawnmower. You can use a lawnmower.
I didn't use it.
You will use a lawnmower.
I cut grass my whole life. My daddy had a much better.
You have a grass to use a lawnmower. You ain't hiring no French gardener.
No.
You can cut this yourself.
Yeah, I tell you, this is my time. I used to pray. I love the God. I used the time to pray.
And my God, how a grass can cut the lawn. But you're in that neighborhood where people cut their own lawn,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I take care of my lawn, right? So this has been dehydrated. It's been brown and dry for some time. And I couldn't understand it. I tried to put some water on it, but it didn't catch. So I went over to, when I saw Anicia and Miss Tucker the other day over at FYP, the Tile King, I picked up some stuff for the lawn, right? So I picked up some grass feeders, some fertilizers, some this, some that. And I pick up a hose and all these things like that. An extra hose. I got two hoses now. Right? So, and a sprinkler, right? So now I sprinkle in the grass and I did all this last night. I did all this last night.
How the grass look today?
No, but it's only, well, I put some, grass feeder on it, right? It's a crystal-like thing. You put it on there and it actually revives it, but you got to give it a couple of days. So this happened last night.
Now, let me know what your problem is.
This happened last night.
As a man who cut grass during his time in university, can I see what your problem is?
What's that?
Your problem is your grass is not PLP. See, when you have a grass root and you put a little bit of water on the PLP,
no, see,
they come alive right away.
But I can tell you one thing.
Your grass must be having them with COI or some of them other party.
For the amount of
because you got to now invest in getting that grass alive.
But you say that, but and we laugh about it, but the truth of the matter is dryness.
Yeah.
Is reflected in our political narrative right now.
It is.
It's reflected in that.
It is.
There is an expectation that you get momentum. Momentum is the saturation. Momentum is the precipitation that we're looking for. Momentum.
Yes. Yes.
From a political organization standpoint, is what the country is looking for right now. And everyone, when they call into the show, they keep saying that we're dry. We're dry. We're dry.
Yes.
And I don't know whether or not this dryness, and we got to use this metaphor for today. I don't know whether or not this dryness would lead us to a time to burn down the traditions that has not been feeding us for the past 50-some years in this country.
You know what's amazing?
We get to burn this down.
You know what's amazing? You and I have been in this space, and we've spoken about some of the political parties. And what they said to us? We need to stay out of their business. Watch how I can bring this home to you now, Howard Grant. In the Guardian paper, and I saw it on Facebook, the woman is screaming, somebody call the prime minister. Someone call the deputy prime minister. Somebody call anybody who got any connections to the prime minister. Cider. This is someone not of Bohemian blood, of Bohemian heritage, of Bohemian culture, of Bohemian birth. Cry and say, you know what? Somebody, anybody who know the prime minister, the deputy prime minister, anybody could come and out this fire. The same way we're saying to you in your political organization, we're looking from the outside in and we're asking you the question, you got to call somebody, Howard, because you need to get fixed. We got a problem. We burning down. Somebody call somebody. Somebody call somebody in the COI, call somebody in the FNM, call somebody in the PLP. We burning down and we need this fire extinguished.
Well, guys, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to be able to join us in conversation today. It's a Friday. We're paying homage and being able to recognize the life that was Rodney Moncur. We're talking about these fires that continue to be able to rage on today. One of the more historic areas in the country that has found itself succumbing to that particular space.
Yes.
We're talking about these things and being able to identify that we haven't gone through the paper just yet. Reject Davis and the PLP. This is with the Free National Movement leader. Ask voters to give the FNM a chance and then the Prime Minister to meet with Marco Rubio. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys, and we're going to be right back after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Cable Bahamas Group of Companies is proud of the incredible work our Alive Fiber technicians additives do every day on the front line and behind the scenes. To our loyal customers, we thank you for believing in us as we've hit the 20,000 subscriber mark. We couldn't have done it without you. Not with us yet? What are you waiting for? Join the Alive Fiber family today. Visit AliveFiber.com to sign up.
Calling all veterinarians, pet lovers, and animal care professionals. Join DLEAP for the inaugural Pet Stem Cell Conference. May 3rd, 2025, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Goldwyn Hotel Cable Beach. Discover the exciting future of pet healing with stem cell therapies, AI breakthroughs, and precision medicine for dogs, cats, horses, and more. Hear from world-renowned scientists and veterinarians, Dr. Jonathan Lakey, Dr. Adrian Muto, and Dr. Omer Thomas, sharing revolutionary methods rewards in pain reduction, prevention of blindness, and overall animal health. Purchase your tickets now at the Bahamas Humane Society, Herbal Healing Clinic, and Foot RX, or our website, dleapassociation.mydurable.com, and be a part of this history-making event, the inaugural Pet Stem Cell Conference, May 3rd at the Goldwyn Hotel, Cable Beach.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to join us in conversation, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. And that's the text line. I'm sitting here with none other than Garth Roseboro on this beautiful Friday as we commemorate the life and remember the life that was Randy Moncur, Freedom March. We're going to be able to talk about that. And if you want to be able to call in and say a few kind words about him and his family and be able to extend condolences, you definitely can do that. I was hoping that Bradley Rowe would be able to sit with me, but I understand that they are doing something right now over at the other station. And you know, just being able to commemorate the life that was. So I'm hoping that we can get Barry at some point just to be able to talk about, you know, Barry is the spiritual advisor, come and sit with us, but he wasn't able to do that, you know, because they asked him to be able to come over to the studio. So that's no problem. We can be able to do that. But, you know, they are our brothers and definitely colleagues in this particular space. And we've been thinking about that for a long time. So I'm hoping that you're good, guys. I'm hoping that everything is good. I know that this is a solemn day. As we remember the life that was, our timelines and our feed is littered with Rodney Moncur and his top hat. So I know that everyone is, you know, definitely being able to think about that. You know, I get a little bit, yeah, I tell you, during this kind of a time, I get a little sentimental, man. I start to think about my life and the steps that I'm taking and whether or not we're making those right steps towards the purpose that we've been called to in this life. Mm-hmm. I get a little sentimental. And in being able to do that, I start to be able to figure out whether or not those steps that I've taken over the course of time are ordered or are they orchestrated by me? Are they ordered by God? Or have I orchestrated that with my convictions, my ego, and easing God out?
Mm-hmm.
We ask those questions because I think a lot of us, especially when death is, you see someone as such a figure, right? Someone called me this morning and said, boy, how are these talk show hosts? They passing away. I said, hold on, wait, in Jesus' name, you need to calm down. Because I don't even like this preamble that you're hitting me with, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You hit me with a heavy preamble. Talk to me, God.
Yeah.
How are these talk show hosts passing away? Yeah. That's too heavy for me, God. I can't.
How are you younger than me?
So, God, God,
so if you won't go before me and tell me what's on the other side, I ain't got no problem with that.
I can't come back.
Well, Howard, like, you've always come back. No one can keep you back. You're Howard Grant, you know.
It's only going forward. I can't come back from that particular point. Let me take this telephone.
Good afternoon. Howard.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
And good afternoon to your guests.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Yeah, I wish to convey my condolences to the Moncur family.
Yes, ma'am.
And Howard, believe it or not, your wife is family to the Moncur.
Really?
Yeah. And Moncur is my family. But I honor Moncur in that he has always been a man. If he believed in a stand, he took that. He went on strike with us as teachers in 1980. And we went all the way to 1981. I remember him getting busted in his head for taking a stand. And he came back, and he was employed, God bless the boss, and God brought him from the pit. And he has been, there's no house that is tall in the Bahamas that he was not accepted and noted. And so God raised him. But you know what I appreciate most of all? The Ramen brothers sang and said, help us to number our days.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney days were numbered. About 3 to 4 weeks before his passing, Rodney came on the radio on one of his shows and he said, I am dying. I am dying. He says, it's hard, but I am dying. And he held his breath. And then he came back and he said, forgive me, but I am telling you, I am dying. And I don't want to scare you, but I am dying. So he knew. And I know he was safe. A lot of people told me personally, he is crazy, he is stupid, he this and he that, but you ought to be able to recognize wisdom. He was very humorous in delivering real messages. Whether you take it or not, he was real and he did his research. He always said he didn't graduate. But like I say to people, you don't have to graduate from a class, a forum class. You can graduate knowing that the amount of technology is available, you can educate yourself. And that is what Rodney did. He pulled himself up by his own bootstrap.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell all the native man, the wow. Munkers and the Seymours are smart people. And that is where he fit. He was a great man.
I appreciate your call.
So have a great one.
Great
Thank
tribute.
You so much. That's I really do
great,
appreciate that.
Great tribute. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, the lines are wide open, guys. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
You have a feedback. Hello.
Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're gone.
323-623-2323-254-316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. Good day.
What's up, my dear? What's happening?
God froze borrowed.
Hey, Angel. How you doing?
I'm great. You know, I stopped your house the other day for some honey, but you wasn't home.
My Lord, but I got plenty on the table. Trust me.
I'm in Adelaide a lot lately, so, you know.
When there's people coming to me, eh? But I go into Albany to get some more. I got some honey 50 feet up in the air over there. I got to go get it.
Hey, I could use some tall honey.
That's some high honey. Don't tell the Rastafarians, though, but get your high.
Okay, you know, I'm listening to you guys, and I am saddened to hear about the passing of Rodney Munkers.
Yes.
You know, his wife and I go to the same church,
mm-hmm.
Adventist. You know, he likes to talk about us.
Wow.
Yeah. She's a really calm and quiet lady, you know, but I do send my condolences to his family, you know, his extended family, you know, those he always talk about. You know, I know all
right.
He was a unique soul, I must say.
Yes.
And no matter what it was, he did leave a mark on you.
Yes.
You know, it was almost impossible for anyone in this Bahamas to not love a Rodney Munker, one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but this is a very sad time for us all. Because it's always, no matter who you are, you know, once you are no more, that light has been dimmed.
That's correct.
You know, and so we must all remember the giant of a man that he was, who has family in everybody's house.
Yes.
You know, but, and I just wanted to say that. And, you know, I wish that his family remember to hold on to God, that he's always there for them, and he will uphold them and see them through this.
And I want to wish you also long life and great health and extend it also to the Monko family with you. And I thank you for those kind words.
Thank you, my dear. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller on the line, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Jesus, the people put me on hold. You all need to stop it, right? 323-623-3252-543-16-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey. What's up, Papa? Everything good? This Papa?
Come on, man.
No.
No, this ain't Papa. Forgive me. Go ahead.
This Ian.
Oh, Ian. What's up, man?
Right here, man. You know what's up. You know what's going on.
That's a solemn voice.
I know you. Boy. You. That's your guy.
Yeah, but that's a solemn guy, voice. Man. That's why he sounds like Papa, but that's a solemn voice.
That's my guy. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys mean a lot to me. You know, people just see me come on the show and laughing, having a good time. But all you guys mean a lot to me.
And you're a great guy, Ian, and we appreciate you.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, I go on the show with Rodney, and we row behind the scene and stuff like that. And we talk a lot and everything like that. Even when I was with Daryl and stuff like that, you know, I kind of like Daryl started all that loud talking and being so opinionated and animated when he talks. Then later on came Bodie. Then after that, then Daryl, then Rodney came. They all did the same thing, but it was different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different than like when me and you together or me and Spence together.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different chemistry. People call me all the time and they're like, hey, Ian, I like you and Howard together. I like you and Spence. People even call me and they say, hey, I like when you and Shanique together. It's all different. You know, and I've been doing this for a long time, even though a lot of people just learn about me. We meet together and we did our thing and everything like that. But, you know, it just, you guys are so talented. And I respect each one of y'all in a different way. And it saddens me, you know, because some days you and I get out of the studio and we walk downstairs and you say, what you saying? What you doing? I say, well, I go into Shanique later on, or I got to wait around going on Rodney later on. And you laugh and everything. You say, have a good show and all that good stuff. But it's a very sad thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people been calling me this morning telling me my own condolences. You know, I even went viral with a video when he was talking about, hey, you like bread? And all kind of stuff. And I think you might have seen it. So I listened to it, you know, it was
he had to make us laugh. He had to make us laugh.
You remember that.
I remember that.
Yeah, man. But I just want to say, man, listen, I'm going to miss Rodney. You know, I called spiritual advisor early today. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. He just lost his dad this year also.
Mercy.
But he did a wonderful thing, just like you're doing a wonderful thing. And we're all going to go that route someday. But just stay strong and you just have to keep praying and, you know, pick up the phone and maybe call someone today and tell them, you know, I'm sorry about what we're going through and I appreciate you and all that stuff because you can prepare for a lot of things, but this thing you can't really prepare for.
That's correct.
So, you know, man, you guys just continue having a good show. Guys, I love you guys.
Yeah, man.
Incredible, talented Bahamian people and have a great day, man.
Thank you, my Ian. Always looking forward to being, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's your guy.
Yeah, Ian is my guy. Always being able to do that, and I'm grateful to be able to be in this space.
Yeah.
Guys, if you want to be able to chime in the conversation, you can do so and be able to talk about that. As a text is coming through, it says, good day. Talks and Johnson family was next to each other, and I shall remember him at St. Joseph where he worshiped. The country has lost a great son. God save the king. It's a text that's coming through.
God save the king.
God save the king, right? Let's take take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, my brother? Turn your radio down.
A little muffled.
It's a very sad day today, right? So, Pastor Rodney, he's a very entertaining guy. But I think in his passing, right, he was never a person that didn't like to be happy. I think we should be happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
I think in order, Rodney, everyone should honk their horn today and look at the next person and say, You ain't safe. I think we should even put on a tombstone. You ain't safe.
Well, you're trying to make us laugh today. How are they doing a good job? They're doing a good job making us laugh.
You ain't safe.
Thank you so much for that.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call, guys. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation.
The foundation. The foundation.
Try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Fancy this, one-of-a-kind pesto club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the pesto chicken crisp sandwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The Pesto Club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Enjoy 20% off a beautiful selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. Hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House and Home's 20% off Mother's Day sale, Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day, always love from...
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Here, just being able to commemorate at the top of the show the life that was Rodney Moncur, the leader of the Woman Dem. And I was hoping to hear from the spiritual advisor today, but I guess we're going to be able to do that some other time and be able to hear from him as he continues. I talked to him this morning.
Yeah.
I called him this morning, and he sounds solemn. He sounded like he was crying.
We all are solemn. This is a great loss for the country.
Yeah. Let me take a next telephone call, guys. The lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-454-2529. Anywhere from the family of violence. 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
A pleasant good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
That's Sparky. Sparky. You're McGinnis' partner, right? But before you talk, right, I'm telling you this for free. Before Howard even went to the phone lines, Howard say, "I bet you Sparky on the line. I got to take Sparky's call.
I know which one."
Like he felt you in the spirit, right?
Yeah.
And then right after that, another phone call came in. So we got 15 minutes before we go to the news. But Howard just knows when you nearby. And
no,
I thought
I heard him earlier, and then I saw his line ring. So I said, "This is probably Sparky."
Go ahead, Sparky.
but if you ever want me to get in before you got to the news. Y'all gotta let me get in.
Yeah, get in, Rocky. We're just telling you we love you. That's what we said.
I have seen them all come and go. First of all, Howard and God.
Yes, sir.
I was here from the beginning. Myself.
In the beginning was Sparky.
This sounds like John
God.
Chapter 1, verse 1.
Hold on, God. Myself, Papa, JT. You remember JT?
JT and Jay-Z. JC? The foundation of the world. Go ahead, sir.
So look here. I was here from the beginning, from 1974.
Wow.
1994. I've seen them come and go. I will be 74, God spare life, on Sunday.
Well, happy birthday to you.
This is at St. George's Church yesterday. And when the rector came out, he met this individual on St. George's altar, dressed up in full Prince Saul Masonic regalia, taking photos. Now, I say that to say this. I am dying also. So when that lady came on a little while ago, but Rodney knew he was dying, I told you all the other day.
Yeah, you did say
that. I will be 75, 74, God's willing. But I've already been told by Dr. Dwayne
Sands,
that I have generic heart failure. My heart is only pumping out 30% of the blood that it should pump out.
You got to find your new heart.
So I could be gone anytime also. And I was here before Rodney and all of them. So God bless Rodney and those, Darrell and them. I was here before Darrell. I was in D coming high before Darrell. These little guys, I grew up. You know how much time they say, Sparky, you need your talk show? I said, Howard, a talk show host need to be well-rounded. Sparky is not well-rounded. I am good in certain things like history and remembrance, Jokanu and all of those things. I know what I am good at. And let me tell you something. You're going to miss this voice one day, too. You're going to be doggone sending out my merits one day, too. Should y'all live past God. Because I outdo God, I know that.
God, what is this saying that you...
Sparky.
He says hard working at 30%.
That's why you buy me again and say, Sparky. You want me to go before you? Oh, Jesus. Sparky, let me tell you some bad news. My Grammy was 93 years old and still in university. She was doing a bachelor's degree at 93 years of age.
Hey, God.
Uh-huh.
God, if the Son of God, Jesus, gone before me, you don't think I want y'all to go before me?
Well, Sparky, I can tell you something. If I go before you, Sparky, I can tell Jesus, look out for Sparky and look out for Howard. Is that okay?
What you want me to say over your grave? Bye.
See you later.
Just say, he talk too much, but he talking, get him right where he's supposed to be. He talking with Jesus now. So that's all right. I mind.
Sparky, appreciate you.
We love you, Sparky. We hope you get your park together, eh? We want to get that park together for you.
Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I haven't gotten, I got one or two texts, but I haven't gotten the kind of participation that we're looking for. I remember, we'd like to be able to do this for a commemoration for Sparky, as he continue to be able to hammer at the member of parliament, what he ain't do, let's see if he can be able to do that. If you got a backhoe out there, we just need you to be able to dig a couple holes. It ain't nothing heavy, nothing to talk about, but we need you to dig a couple holes for sparking down there in his particular constituency. If you can do that, give me a call, 827-0111, 827-0111. Let's take the next telephone call before we leave out of here. This is the last call. Caller, go ahead. Call on the line with us live, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Very well. I too want to pay my respect. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Just turn on the radio.
I'm trying to turn it off.
Okay.
I want to pay my respects to Rodney.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, I'm trying to, but it wouldn't obey me.
Mm-hmm.
Sparky said what he's suffering from and what have you. But you know, all of us are gonna go one day. And when I first heard of Rodney on the air, and I'm happy that I had the chance to say to Rodney, continue what you are doing. You are the voice of the downtrodden, the marginalized, and the rest of it. And this is exactly what Rodney did. Rodney championed the cause for the small man. He was sincere in what he did. He meant what he did, and he was willing to go however far, night or day. Now, Rodney is no relative of mine, but I saw him as a real advocate for the small man. I'm going to miss Rodney. When I got the news this morning, I was stunned, but you know that he was going to die soon. He showed the clot. I think it was his thigh. He showed the clot in his thigh. And you know, if memory serves me correctly, one of his shows, he even started to undress but his partner had to stop him. Rodney is going to be missed, and he's going to be missed dearly by the small man in particular. He was a champion, and I'm glad that I was able to let him know how much I appreciate what he was doing. He always had this habit of saying about how dumb he was and the rest of it, but he wasn't dumb. That was his approach, and he knew how to reach all of us.
Wow.
And my dear friend Howard.
Yes, ma'am.
And your, what should I, I never could remember his name. I like his son name,
Roseborough.
Problem.
No, Roseborough.
Problem child.
Hello?
Roseborough.
Roseborough?
Roseborough, yes, ma'am.
Oh, Roseborough.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I see the two of you doing something similar to what Rodney was doing. Mm-hmm. Although it seems to have more of a particular, a political overtone, please continue to speak for and advocate for the marginalized, the small man. We all need a voice, and not all of us are willing to speak out. I'd just like to say to Sparky, when we first started the talk shows, I hear him calling Pauper's name, and I'm JT and all that. But I was among those. I was among the first ones to start calling the show. And it was after people started complaining, I stopped. But continue what you are doing. You're providing an avenue for a lot of us to exhale. God bless you. And you continue to do well. And to Rodney's family, I send my condolences and ask God's blessings on you and ask you to continue to be strong. Mr. Grant, I thank you for giving me all this time.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. It's very good to hear from you. Hope all is well with you and your family. Ladies and gentlemen, let's take this quick commercial break and get to news and be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Friday. Sort of a solemn Friday, though. You know, we normally sort of a laid back, but today we are given significant commemoration, and at the top of the show, we was able to take some telephone calls and all those persons being able to call, and we want to thank you for that. And if you would allow me, even with the memory of Rodney Moncur and his freedom march and freedom fight, and this sort of a fight for liberty, we now are going to shift into politics, right? Let's just talk about
it. Howard, I got to say something.
Yes, we got to shift into politics. Let's talk about these.
This is the Foundation. This is your show. But I want the people who are listening to you to understand, let's just be decent, let's give Rodney some time.
Yeah.
Because what you're not telling these people is that you're already getting texts as to who can fill the shoes. And
I'm not going to tell the people.
But I'm saying to the people now, Brody, give Rodney some time to rest in peace.
Rodney's still in hospital.
Yeah, let's give him some decency, and who can fill the shoes.
Yeah. All the family ain't even see him yet.
Yeah, that's another conversation of another week. So let's shift a little bit to politics. People are starting to now get ahead of where we are at in terms of our solemnity.
Yeah.
We're still solemn. We still want to remember and reminisce and give tribute to. So let's shift a little bit, Howard Grant.
I'm going to talk some politics.
Yeah, let's talk Reject Davis and the PLP, an event that happened last night.
I got some calls last week.
Uh-huh.
That says to me, Howard, we should know by next week, Thursday, who is going to be ratified for what constituency.
Did we hear that before?
Yeah.
Did we hear that before?
We heard it maybe three times in the last 3 months. The one coming emanating out of Shanique Show. You remember that one? That
was I remember, but I know you'll remember.
Oh, excuse me, sir. You remember.
No, I remember.
You won't play like you remember.
Yeah, we remember.
Right?
We don't remember. I remember the we.
It was another one where the chairman had to be able to take on a very strong position and indicate that it's not so.
And yes, now yes, on Shanique Show.
And the chairman had to, yeah, it happened.
Text them right away, immediately, as if he were listening at that time.
The chairman sat with me since then.
Yeah, and he said.
And he said again.
Yes, it ain't so.
We haven't done this.
Yes. And then a promise was made.
And a promise was made, right?
For the beginning of May.
And now is the beginning of May.
Yeah.
And we were looking to see whether or not there's presentation about ratification.
No, but we heard of an event.
We heard of an event.
On top.
Last night, there was an event for the Free National Movement.
Within a mile of the fire, by the way.
Yeah.
Within a mile of the fire. I just want
they
you
to be decent. They were at C.R. Walker.
Yeah, but they were within a mile of the fire. Half a mile of the fire.
They're at C.R. Walker.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And what you trying to say? They spark it up?
No, I didn't say they spark it up. I'm just saying the hill was on fire.
The hill was on fire.
The hill on both sides, west and east, was on fire.
Okay.
But nobody showed us any photos or videos as to who.
Now, I can say this but you.
Now,
your nature
yeah.
of political observance in this particular manner when it comes to photos, you need to see, and you've always done this, you need to see the whole scope.
I have to. In accountability, let's be transparent and accountable. This gentleman, Mr. Travis Cartwright Carroll, who is staff, apparently, here, news editor, here at The Guardian, all respect you. But the fact is the matter that all the photos taken and presented does not show us the crowd.
Terrell, take the picture.
Okay. So you think you got some secret pictures you could give to Garth so Garth could see? Because I want to see.
No secret pictures. They just haven't been published.
I want the unpublished pictures. Could I get those through Howard Grant and the Foundation?
Howard Grant?
Could help Howard help
Howard's
me?
Howard's not asking for the pictures, sir.
I am asking Howard to help me to see these pictures. Because I don't see any pictures of the crowd.
So what are you saying indirectly?
I'm saying
you don't
directly.
Believe that they had significant numbers.
The photos were well done. I appreciate the clarity of the photos. Professional job, but I'm not focused on Michael Pintard or the leadership team or those who they're trying to present. I want to see the supporters because you're telling us to reject Davis. If we're going to reject Davis, then I need to see a crowd. I need to see a crowd of people who are saying the same thing you're saying. When you say no, reject Davis, I need to see the crowd.
This ain't time for crowd.
If it was a time for crowd, let me just give a little bit of advice. If the FNM was really strong.
This is a 200,
regional greeting.
Show up. Yeah,
that's yeah, right. But if you really want to be strong, because you got to come strong now.
You got to ship people in and toss them in.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that.
But the FNM ain't
everybody. Everybody and the little grandchildren right now know the secret of the FNM is to meet at Aaron Bailey when you're strong. So if you ain't reached Aaron Bailey yet, like where you had your fair, remember you and I sat at the fair? Mm-hmm. Why they had the fair there? Remember, okay, let me go back. How glad I love you so much, man, because your brain's so sharp. Let's go back to Red Splash on Monarchue. You remember the Red Splash before the convention?
Mm-hmm.
Which people said was a what?
Flop.
A flop. So you go to your strengthening position of Aaron Bailey.
They had some Red Splash before.
Yeah.
All over the country, that thing was crazy.
Crazy red. But this one was a little weak. Now we're back to Aaron Bailey. For the little. And you sat there, and Michael Pintard sat on your left, where the Garth Roseboro sit.
On my right.
On the right. He reached over Howard. Now this man got some long hair like Stretch from the Fantastic Four. And shake my hand and say, call me. Did he not say that, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Did Garth not call the man?
I just want to let you all know that this microphone is something else. Go ahead.
But did I not? I called the man. The man never answered. The man never returned my call.
Garth,
no, I got to say these things to you. But I just say it to you again. See, people think I'm trying to be indecent, but I'm the one who complies. And so if you can be strong again, you go back to Aaron Bailey. That's what I'm simply saying to you. That's where your strength lies. When Bulgy Allen was the man for Marathon, strong man for Marathon, where did they have their rallies? Marathon. Yes or no, sir?
The FNM could have had this in front of the FNM headquarters.
Based on the amount of people, but I don't have proof of that.
If this is a regional meeting.
But I don't have proof of that.
They went strategic in the constituency.
See how walking. See how walking, what constituency that is. That's between where? That's around what? Fort Charlotte and Bain and Grandstown?
Governor's House. Hold on now. Let me think about this.
If someone knows, call us. If someone knows, call us.
What constituency Fort Charlotte? No, hold on.
That should be in Fort Charlotte.
Yeah. I think it's Centerville.
Centerville?
I think it's Centerville.
Centerville Farm Road? Farm Road area?
It may be Centerville.
Someone call us, man, because I almost think that right on the border of Fort Charlotte. I think that right in Fort Charlotte. That right close to Fort Fincastle and Fort Charlotte and downtown. The shop on the hill next to Government House, you know. That got to be Fort Charlotte.
I don't know.
But someone who knows, call and let us know, please.
Yeah, yeah. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up, 422-4796. Reject Davis and the PLP.
Yeah.
Very strong words.
And you saw the reasons why he said so.
Very strong words.
He said, Ken, Christopher Columbus still remembers Cat Island. You'll still remember if you came back
this
today.
This is the same language that he's been using over the course of the last few engagements with the public.
And what I didn't like about it.
And he still says Philip.
That's what I don't like. Now, everything you say, I can work with you.
Hold on.
But I don't want you calling no man
this
Philip.
This is the consistency. That's how
no, you. No, that's disrespect.
Sir, that's how you already put it out there, and he didn't retract.
But I call you Howard, but in public, when I'm around other people, I say, what, Mr. Grant or Howard Grant. That's just respect. That's what I've learned through my British colonial upbringing. It's just a matter of respect. So when you say Philip, it's just utter disrespect to me. Call him
but
Prime Minister.
But that's the whole objective.
No, no, you can't do that, Howard. You and I had this conversation before. To be rude doesn't mean that you're savvy or smart. Rude people. Listen, I was a rude boy in Augustine's College. I graduated 1.56 GPA as a rude boy. I still kind of rude. But I know one thing. 1.56 don't work in the world. Mm-mm. You got to be what? 4 point what? Oh. So I always say, if you're going to be a leader of a country, you got to learn to respect. You may not like Donald Trump, but you got to respect Donald Trump. You may not like King Charles, but you got to respect King Charles. That's what he's simply saying, Howard Grant. Mm-hmm. You may not like Mia Motley, but you got to respect Mia Motley. It's just the way the world works. So I just give him a title of respect based on his position, because guess what? If becoming the prime minister was easy, Lincoln Bain would have been prime minister. What's that boy named Tommy Turnquist would have been prime minister. You want me to go down the list for you, sir? Obi Wishkin would have been prime minister. It ain't no easy thing. Fred Mitchell would have been prime minister. Glenys Hannah would have been prime minister. It's not an easy thing. So the mere fact that you've actually accomplished this, Mr. Howard Grant, means that, you know, you give the man some respect. That's what I'm simply saying.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a telephone call, guys. 323-6232.
Don't call him, man, Philip.
Don't call him, man, Philip.
Don't call him, Philip.
Call on the line with his live. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Grant.
Hey, how you doing?
William. Mr. Grant.
Hey, so how you doing, sir?
You right with that, you know. You have a point because, yes, just say, pastor.
Yes.
Now, you come to my house and you name God.
Yes, sir.
I can call you God.
Yeah.
Because me and you here in this house.
Yeah, we friends.
You call me by my name, but now when I meet you out on the street.
Yeah.
Or in church, I can give you that respect.
Yes, sir.
You see? I ain't gonna be all through my house. Hey, Bishop, how you doing, Bishop?
No, boy.
That ain't making no sense.
No sense at all.
It ain't making no sense. See, when you out in the public, I give you that respect because you have a name.
Yes, sir.
Your name ain't no Bishop. That's just a title.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Now, my point, I'll miss Mr. Monker. I can throw rock at dark.
You can throw a rock at dog.
You throw a rock at dog.
You can rock with dog. You can throw a rock at
dog. Let's hear it.
So, he was fearless. He speak truth. Sometimes people threaten to sue him, but nothing come up. A lot of people open up their eyes. Monk open up a lot of people's eyes to the truth. People used to rush him. Don't even change their clothes. Just want to sit down to hear what Monk can say. Whether you be a pastor, whether you be prime minister, whether you be whatever, doctor, monker, I mean, he open up people lightly, all in the bow, all in the number plate, all in the next plate. What? Just what going on? And stuff like that? You see, monker never used to hold back. You see, that is why you get information. People used to meet me all in the food store, ask me for monker name. I mean, his telephone number and stuff like that. People used to give Monker all kind of what's going on in this government agency and the next thing. And that's what make him so famous. And people used to trust him. You see, that's the reason why. If you in this thing, you got to speak real. Sometimes it might be a go against your job and stuff like that. But what makes sense if I have a job and I'm supposed to be bringing news to the people and stuff like that. And my boss telling me, well, if I do this, my job gone.
What kind of question this is? What you mean, what makes sense? And you got to go home to your woman and your children. You got to take care of them.
No, but what I'm saying is that, see, some people try to cherry pick round things. They cherry pick what they going to say because they are afraid if you work for a company.
But that's been the nature of this country. That's been the nature of politics and the nature of how people communicate in this country for a long time. They have to step gingerly, lightly when it comes to these things. You don't want to offend people. You could lose your job.
No. Okay.
But you find some people, whether that be Daryl Miller, whether that be Rodney Moncur, whoever these particular persons are, that can stand up to truth and say, God got me, I ain't worried about your little thing. Exactly. And those are the people that we celebrate, but you can't expect everyone to follow suit.
No. I'm not saying everyone. I'm saying what type of person he was. I see the Miller who's working, who in Rodney's space now. I see Mr. God, it's like that. And you see, they got to continue and carry on because sometimes it's just the show just become boring because everybody's afraid that they already touched the hardness and stuff like that. It becomes so soft. It began to water down. So people just, my man, listen to the talk show today because they ain't saying nothing makes sense. You understand me?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much.
Great call.
There's a couple of people sent me some videos for you, God.
Thank you very much,
Jesus.
There's
a video they
sent me.
That's
all I want to see. Okay, how much people do you see? No, I'm asking you. I put you on the spot. Now.
I told you I don't expect there to be more than 500 people there.
Okay.
This is a regional constituency meeting.
Now, based on that video, you're right. But I want the person who sent
that
to you.
There more than 500 people there.
Call and tell me it's more than 500.
This looks like it's about 500 to 600
Howard,
people there.
I ain't trying to be on your radio show to lie, you know. I only asking questions. So all I asking them to do.
No, it's book out.
Yeah, so just tell us what it is. Don't try to tell me it was 3,000, 2,000, 1,000.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're out there, you're talking to me. I get 4 call texts just now.
Yes, send us the photo.
Text of what you say.
Yeah.
Right away, the people send me the information. I don't expect there to be, if we're meeting at a school, if we're meeting in these particular areas, I don't expect there to be more than 600 people.
Listen to what you just said to me.
I don't expect that.
Listen to what you just said to me.
If it's a regional constituency meeting, for a concentrate, this ain't general election now.
Listen to what
this
you said to me.
This is an FNM meeting.
Listen to what you said to me.
Go ahead.
I am agreeing with you. I love your response. When I said that in a public situation on air, the people them call me afterwards and say I trying to lie. And I told them I give you 600. Someone told me 400. I gave them 600. And they tell me I lie. You see what you just said to me just now? You don't expect more than 500, 600. But if I say 600, why you got a problem with that? Why are you trying to make me believe that I should have said 2,000 people was
if
there
you see
or 1,000 was there?
People, let's say, just say hypothetically.
I just want to be truthful.
The government of the day, and this is the transparency that you're going to be able to determine in this time. The government of the day has the responsibility for being able to give you the illusion of numbers in a particular
I ain't
situation.
To no illusion. That's why I can buy a
but
drone.
It will be
but boss, I know if I go in their meeting and they see me, they can throw a rock at me. What when they say in the House of Assembly, they can park me. So I ain't want you to park me in no rock.
No,
what I can do, I can buy a drone.
But it will. It
yeah,
will
I, be, ain't no illusion. I buy a drone.
If you see a PLP have a meeting right now at some high school,
I buy a drone for that too.
And they got 1,000, 2,000 people.
I can
there.
Get a drone to check
they
it.
They are from all constituencies in Nassau.
That's fine, but I can get a drone. I just want to see what the numbers are. I want a drone. I don't want you to tell me it was 2,000 and it was only 200
people. Yeah, but can we
determine
whether or not a political organization has momentum or will lead to victory based upon these archaic models that we use?
In the past, it has worked.
That's what I try to think. It's an archaic model. Me and you sit down here, I listen, and my telephone is just cut on in my truck.
Yeah, it has worked.
It cut on, right?
Yes,
so,
it has worked.
So whatever I have recorded in my phone in terms of old shows, it'll just pop on in my
yeah.
truck. Today, today when I pop in the truck, there was a recording where you and I were having a conversation about West Grand Bahama. And I vehemently said to you that my expectation is for Ricardo Grant to win 8 Mile Rock.
You said that.
I listened to the show.
That's your family.
I listened to the show. All I was using was traditional mechanisms.
Yeah.
That's all I was using. And I said, K Kingsley is guaranteed 6 polling divisions. I told you, Bimini for sure.
You was on point.
Bimini for sure.
You was on point.
And West End for sure.
You was on point.
I couldn't know that Ricardo Grant could lose every constituency, every polling division. I couldn't know that. I couldn't know that the people whip him with. I couldn't know that. I couldn't know that they whip him with the switch of the past 3 wives he had. I couldn't know that. Couldn't know that the people can dig up any sort of allegation or whatever the case may be out of the courts to call him a particular thing, out of the police station to call him these things, and everyone judge him on that. I couldn't know that.
But Howard, I tried to tell these people something.
I am saying to you, the traditional methods of what existed before are relentlessly shifting.
I want you to believe that.
It is shifting.
I want you to believe
that. And so looking at these numbers, you can't tell the support you have.
And I try to tell these people, you can't run that game no more.
If you bring 1,000 people.
That don't say nothing.
I sure if we go back into the archives and look at how much people showed up for Centerville and showed up for the Prime Minister when he was having a meeting in his constituency, former Prime Minister Perry Christie, we would see a massive amount of numbers. They came out of the PLP caucus, but he still lost the constituency.
Howard, can I speak
he
straight?
He lost the constituency.
I can speak straight to you.
Go ahead. Don't speak curb. Go ahead.
You can't cut people. Cut. I use the word cut. That's the last show we was on together, right? Cut. Mm-hmm. You're cutting people. You rejecting people. You're rejecting them. You're not attracting them. You're rejecting people at this particular time. If you're cutting, then you have to heal. It takes a time to heal. Heals don't heal overnight. After you heal, then you got to unite.
Okay, so I can fix this for you. I won't say this to
and
you.
And after you unite, then you can win.
I said this to you last time because to have a concentrated conversation about what Minnis has done and the view that the country has on Minnis and the expectation that the country look into the Free National Movement to do to ensure that Minnis is not in a strategic position of leadership, the country expects that from the FNM.
The cut.
The FNM responded to a nationwide response.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
The FNM responded to a national requirement for even acknowledgement that you get rid of this man. The FNM responded to a nationwide call to get rid of Minnis.
So, okay, we got rid of Minnis. We get rid of I just don't go down the list.
No, go ahead. Yeah, because you're putting everybody in one bucket.
I don't have a rejection.
This like a chitlin bucket. It sit by itself and it's chitlin. Small. You ever see the chitlins that's come in this bucket? My granddaddy bring it home one day. That's the stinkiest thing in the world.
I ain't into chitlin right? like that.
There's one small bucket sit by itself. That is Minnis bucket. You trying to pull everybody in this bucket. They can't fit in that. That ain't the same bucket. That's a different bucket entirely.
You said it smell, right?
It's a horrible bucket. It's horrid.
It was sitting by itself, right?
My granddaddy had to close all the thing
what,
up.
But guess what?
And when he boiled that, all the walls stink in
but
the
guess
house.
What, but guess what?
One bucket.
But guess what, man? It's telling you. You got the one bucket by itself, put it in the same friggin' room with the fan blowing. Everybody can smell this.
Now, hold on. I can tell you that. That don't matter. That don't matter.
So you're going in the room and smell bad.
I'm trying to say this to you. For what the FNM did, I told you before, it was not an easy thing to do.
They should have done it a long time.
But despite when they did it, it was not an easy decision to be made.
Mm-hmm.
The decision had to be made before we get to the end of the rope.
3.5 years?
That's okay.
No, it ain't okay.
No, it's okay.
No, it can be okay.
It's okay.
It's too late.
No, but you, our determination at this particular juncture can't say it's too late. We can't say it's too late. Not yet. We can only say it's too late in hindsight after the next general election.
Okay, so in hindsight, after the next general
election. We ain't reached
yet. No, I said when that happened, though, what you can tell me? As a prophet?
No, I can't say
you're a prophet. As a spiritual advisor for UA?
No.
Oh, okay. I just want to know because I'm in, though.
No, you can't say it coming.
Who can't say that?
No, you can't say it coming.
I bet you it coming.
Okay, so let's do this. Traditionally, if we look at these traditional elements, if the PLP hit the ground with being able to proverbially, quote unquote, hit the ground and make sure that they fulfill those promises, whatever financial responsibilities they had, they'd be able to give everybody jobs. The Bahamian people still have a resentment.
I agree.
The Bahamian people, they still resent.
I agree.
They resent the FNM and the PLP at this time.
I agree.
They resent you.
I agree.
They can take your money. They can spend your money. They can eat your chicken. They can smoke your dope. Based on the allegations of who say they're doing
that. But
there's
a difference.
They can drink your Guinness.
But there's a difference.
But they still resent you.
But there's a difference.
Okay?
You know what the difference was? You said at the beginning of your show, You tell me your grass brown. You tell me that. You tell me you got to water your grass. And I'm telling you the PLP grass can catch faster than any other grass in the world.
But that don't matter. What I'm saying to you is the PLP grass only represents 30%.
They only need 30.
Oh, hold on. How?
Because 30% of people didn't vote last time.
God, we got to take a break here.
We'll take a break then.
I got to take a break. Let me get back. I want to talk with you at this now.
Yeah, get some water to drink.
Yeah, I could. But let me get back. I got to talk to you like this, okay? Because if the PLP only represents 30, and 35% didn't show up last go round, and the PLP won by 35, the FNM lost by a significant portion based upon the 35 that didn't show up.
Yeah.
In the event that the FNM could be able, or this election cycle, let's not say the FNM, this election cycle, and we, the media, everyone could be able to activate in people's minds the necessity to be able to get up and get out, and we see a 90% turnout to the general election, the PLP cannot win this like that.
Okay, that part of the conversation is true.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
But you also got to account for the fact that a lot of PLPs didn't vote last election too. I just want to leave it there until you come back from the break.
Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. When we get back, we can dive deeper into this conversation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The New Line, the Sky series of porcelain, comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinder Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
What if I told you Wendy's has a new burger? With a flavor so secret, it's almost too delicious to handle. Well, now it's time to unlock that flavor. Try the new sweet and smoky barbecue cheeseburger. We can't tell you everything, but we can tell you that it's packed with flavor, including our secret barbecue sauce. Try the new sweet and smoky barbecue cheeseburger today. Available for a limited time.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Let's get back into it, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company. We chime in the way that we are. God, somebody says, Howard, that's been, bro, that's been in Grantstown. If they had 600 people last night, they do good because we don't go to meetings and thing. But it, and I'm reading just how it is. But,
yeah.
But if they met on the parks, then they come in because they know rum and food on the parks. That's being in Grantstown, he's saying.
Okay. Now we
that's
know.
What he's saying.
If someone else could confirm to us that is being in Grantstown, which I do believe.
I think it's being in Grantstown.
Yeah, but
no. Okay, hold on. Wait. Let's make sense.
That has been in Grandstown.
It has been in Grandstown because that was a part of the Overhill constituency.
Yeah, right there by
Over the Hill,
right there by the courthouse area. Yeah, that has been in Grandstown.
Yeah, because I remember when they started to talk about the refurbishment of the field and all these particular things that was in the zone for the Over the Hill initiative that the FNM had at that time. So that is being in Grandstown.
Barabbas and Peter Roll and the Roll Boys, they always hang out in that area. So you're right, that's being in Grandstown.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, the people.
But why do people row me out though?
Like, cussing you right now.
Did I tell a lie at any time? I just want to know if I'm telling.
No, it ain't that you lie, but you didn't lie. Nothing you said was a lie, but it was speculation to believe that these particular things.
What?
That they didn't have
what?
A sufficient crowd.
No, if that crowd was meant for 300, 500, I'm not saying that it isn't, but I'm saying to you, the photos in the garden simply is not showing us the crowd. That's all I said.
No, I want to get back to this thing before we take this telephone call, guys. I see your lines lit up right now. I just want to clear this up with him. He keep pulling this sort of a concept that the Free National Movement, and I hate defending the Free National Movement because you all think I already are working for the Free National Movement, but I just want to be transparent and bear it what I know and put it on the table what I know. Now, it's up for discussion if you want to do that, right? But let's be clear. The Free National Movement did not cut anyone, not from a public standpoint. Now, we got some calls to say that they've been rejected from the council, been acknowledged, so forth and so on. The lady called the other day, say, me and Zendel, after we supported the prime minister, we found ourselves in, like, quote-unquote, outcast, or whatever the case may be. But from what I know, you had to cut yourself from the organization. That's from what I know.
Okay.
The Free National Movement has taken on a very strong position to do with a hell of a pill to swallow to cut Menes. That was hard. That was hard. They found victory under Menes. They was able to get to a particular position, a great deal of them. And I can be honest with you, there may be some undercurrent resentment for being able to not consult with the council before mm-hmm. he did a snap election.
I heard about that too.
Right? There may be an undercurrent resentment of why people can't shake this thing. Because Bahamian people, we done gone through this hard time. Okay, let's get back on track and do. But there still is this sort of this push for Menes in the organization. The organization made a hell of a hard decision. And it took them 3.5 years to deliberate as
three
to whether
and a half
or not
long years.
To deliberate a man who gave them an opportunity to be victorious.
But Howard, you said it before, man. See, y'all look like y'all forget, you know.
No, Howard. I can forget.
Howard, let me know what you said. 3.5 years and y'all still weren't up in friggin' Menes. You said that on your show.
They hadn't fired him yet.
But I said 3.5 years too long. If you only spent 3.5 years on Menes alone, what about the Bahamian people? That's what I try to tell you.
There has been relentless conversations Jesus to kind of get Menes back in line.
Man, listen, Menes cut ain't the man and okay, take so now, care of the Bahamian people.
So now they cut him. But your conversation can't be that the FNM is cutting.
They're still cutting.
There's only one umbilical cord.
I bet you there's another cut coming.
And then you have to...
I bet you there's another cut.
You know where the cuts come in?
Long Island. I guarantee you Long Island get cut.
Long Island will not get cut.
You think Adrian running again?
Adrian will not. I don't think he will.
Okay, so what you trying to tell me?
He has to gracefully bow out.
Why gracefully?
Long Island doesn't work the same
way.
Why
gracefully?
Because Long Islanders will put in an independent and go contrary to the FNM. For the FNM to retain good favor and grace with Long Island, this has to be done with kitty gloves.
With diplomacy.
With diplomacy.
Yes, but he still got to cut him. I don't care.
It's not a cut.
Boss man.
Listen to me.
If this man didn't want to get you to tell us a long time, like your boy McIntosh and Sylvanus Petty, I ain't running no more.
No.
What you mean no?
No.
What you mean no?
You're saying it wrong.
Okay, tell me how to say it right now.
I can tell you right now.
Fix it.
For the members of parliament that sit in the House of Assembly right now who have already gotten a whisper to say, listen, brother, we're getting in a different direction.
Like Iram Lewis.
Okay. No. Iram hadn't gotten any information just yet.
You think he ain't getting none?
No. I bet you
get a whisper.
He only hear whispers. He didn't get
it. I just said that he got a whisper.
But that wasn't a direct whisper.
But nobody's still, a whisper's a whisper.
In my understanding...
Jesus Christ, if I hear you can fire me, I can deal with you before you fire me.
Okay, so let's fix this now.
Okay.
Let's go back to the...
Border, you know.
Okay, that's okay.
You are running
let's
me hard today
to
now.
PLP. Let's go back to the PLP.
Jesus Lord.
We heard Basil McIntosh taking on the position that he gone.
He know he gone.
Okay.
No disrespect, but he gone.
You and I knew that he was gone a long time.
Yeah, he got to go.
We also said that the PLP, for them to be able to step into the new general election,
yes, sir, you said that.
They have to cut some people.
About 8 to 10 people.
And I said easily. 8 to 10 people.
Yes, sir.
Now, when you hear people say things like, I am still considering, who are sitting members of parliament.
That means they want to stay, but no, they ain't sure they could stay.
Okay, this is heavy with you.
Okay,
right
thank
here.
You very much.
Okay, now I try to explain to you.
I can't tell me
the PLP
thing.
Didn't come out and tell you we cutting nobody.
No, but you're kind of head coming.
Excuse me. I just trying to tell you the formality
okay,
of the organization.
Okay, sorry. Let me stand down. Hey, sorry.
Okay, watch me. The formality of the organizations is not to cut individuals, especially incumbents.
Just bow gracefully.
You have to make the decision.
Based on the whisper.
Now, you better have a good negotiation skills.
Based on the whisper.
Because if you decide to bow out, you may not get your pension. And so you have to figure out how and what capacity that you could serve in to get your pension, but still not to be a member of parliament. You got to make that decision.
But our good brother,
and
Brother
you
Gibson.
You got to sit in the negotiating space.
Yeah, but our brother Gibson already have his pension. This is second.
We ain't talking about Gibson. Gibson coming in. We talking about people who ain't getting out.
Yeah, but he in too. You think he getting out or he staying?
Ooh.
Mr. Gibson.
Adrian Gibson. Okay, listen.
Yes. You said Mr., right?
Listen.
I say Gibson. I said Mr. Gibson.
Listen. Uh-huh. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
When you hear people say, for my mental health, for my family, for my...
I almost
cuss
just
like
now. Bull crap.
Things,
bull crap. Bull crap. Bull crap. Bull crap. Bull crap. Bull crap. Bull crap.
there is something afoot.
Yeah, we know
that's already then 3-4 people we hear say from the governing organization of the day.
I suffer from dementia, autism, and all kinds of things. I got a problem.
FNM could not wait for minutes to form the diplomacy to come to the public to say that I will gracefully bow.
Minutes ain't got that type of diplomacy.
That will never happen.
Thank you very much.
So they had to cohort together
and
figure out how the hell we can do this.
You telling me there's waiting 3.5 years for him to be diplomatic?
No. They were sending people to him every single week.
Listen to me. How can I say this to you plainly?
Every week they send people to somebody talk to Minister.
Call us on the line. Sorry, but this is our barbershop talk. Boss man, listen to God carefully. Let me tell y'all one thing today. Minister got one ambition today, eh? Only one he got. He said, I'm still a FNM. I still in there. I still a cancerous cell to the FNM. And he got one ambition. You figure it out. He ain't going nowhere, eh? Until he get what he wants.
He is out.
Out where? Out the organization?
He is out.
He's not out the organization.
He is done.
No, he's not done.
Listen to me.
You can't tell me the heart is done or the lungs is done.
Listen to me.
The man in there.
They didn't wrap him up with the rope. The only thing left for him is to hit the water. They didn't push him off the plank.
You's a good man. I love you to death.
He didn't hit the guy to hit the water.
You was my brother. Let me ask you a question.
You just pray to God that they don't sharks down there.
Let me ask you a question. You's my brother. You don't need your right testicle to live, right? You think you won't cut it off today, Howard Grant?
Well, Lance Armstrong did it. He lived.
But you ain't cutting yours, right? You ain't cutting yours.
Let's go. Call on the line, go ahead. Hello? Next call. Let me take the next call. Put that one on hold. Jeez. Call on the line, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, good day. And good day, Kato. How y'all doing?
Everything good, man.
We good, my brother. We're trying to have a good talk.
Which I was talking about earlier, but the FNM and these meetings, right? I don't know if y'all watching these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the PLP and the FNM, the new way they have in their rallies today is through classrooms, right? And they calling it constituency meetings and stuff like that, because they can't really call it rallies. If the PLP, all of us been in this country long enough to know, when the PLP, and I have to use the word when the PLP and the FNM base was much stronger, meeting in a rally form, the people, the FNM comes out. Now the FNM called out, call a constituency meeting for all of the constituency in the South couple months back. It was a flop. On the same night, the PLP was inside Centerville, right, having a constituent, all these are so-called constituency meetings. And when you combine the amount of people who have been to both meetings from the government, it only shows anybody who is looking is that the base.
You're cutting up, man. I don't know who's your provider. We can get you back, but I get a gist of what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
I get a gist of what he's saying. Now, I just want to say that I believe that politics is shifting in our country.
Yes, it is.
Okay? I believe that people are holding their decision close to their heart. They're going with the rhythm of what you perceive, and they're voting their conscience.
That's it.
I believe that's what's happening.
That's
right?
It.
And I believe that is the kind of conversation that continues to be able to fuel Lincoln Bain. I think that's the kind of conversation that continues to fuel Frederick McAlpine and any other, the independents. They're believing that this could possibly be our time, because we're watching Bahamian people show you a good face. They smile up and say, yeah, brother, you straight. Don't worry about that, you straight. Right? And then... And then they take it on this position and they go in contrary, right? And so they're hoping, and if they're not going contrary, they're not showing up at all.
That's
what's happening in the last two election cycles.
Yeah.
We've seen a significant decline from voter participation in those particular areas.
But they tell you, how are you straight?
Right? Yeah,
how
you straight? But you know,
I got
you straight, man, you straight. And then they don't show up, or... you calling them, you got your runners calling them on election day, and they answer.
And then you see them on the next week.
These people then take their 4 hours off to go to vote, you know. They then got their beer or whatever in their cooler from the casino. You can't buy nothing.
Howard.
And they take the time off and never show up at all.
Howard, you're so right.
Election seasons, election time is shifting in this country.
Howard, you're so right.
And if you can't find an organization, a grouping, an independent that could be able to speak to the hearts of people, that could be able to
speak truthful,
then you're going to lose the next election.
We want truth.
See, the FNM and the PLP at this particular juncture, yes, right here, right now.
Yes, sir.
Right now, May 2nd, 2025, with all the elements that we've seen, they still play in a traditional political game. But the minds of the people have shifted and left them. It almost like when Saul sat in the position as king.
Oh my God.
But the Spirit of God that made him a long time.
Well, you could preach, eh? How would I try to tell these people to see? They think I hate the FNM, right?
You play in the same old game, and the people, they want real engagement.
I remember growing up, Howard Grant, and let me tell you about me then. Since you don't want me talking to nobody else, let me talk about me. Howard Grant, when I left St. Thomas More, I thought I was the fastest man on God's earth. I thought I was the Usain Bolt of the world. I went to St. Augustine's College, grade 7. We had track and field. Leviticus Adderley was my principal. God rest the dead, right? I went there, Howard Grant, in my cleats. I had them sprints. You know, them red and Puma sprints.
You didn't lie to him, but I talk about you so fast. She buy that
fast. Yeah, but I had on my nice socks. Mm-hmm. I had on my track uniform. And, man, I look good. I asking you. I know I look good, grade 7. I had on my Bernard shirt with the lion on it, man. When that gun gone off for the 800 meters, I said, you know what? I can start slow, and then I can build up, and then I can take this race. I can win this race. Jesus, right. When I reached three quarters around the track for the first lap, fellas, I'm coming back around for the second lap. I look behind me and say, my God, these niggas coming. I taken off at my full pace to say, man, I can't get a lap. The fellas, them still coming. I said, Lord God, I want to get a lap. I had to come off the track. So I act like I sprained my leg.
Oh, you
do. I had to put on a performance because these fellas was coming. All I saying to these people is this, you can't come out looking good and still lose the race. You can get lapped. I tried to tell them, but they're not listening to me. They say, I hate them. I don't like them. I'm a bohemian. I believe in democracy. Howard Grant, I come on your show. I don't have no horse in this race. I only want everyone to perform their best.
Yeah, but I only want you to
bring
do
their
one
best
thing.
And bring their best to the table. That's what I want.
For the purposes of not being able to fortify people's mind or project a narrative in person's mind, I want there to be clarity for us. That's for you. And
make it clear, Howard Grant.
Let's make it clear.
Make it very clear
for
you to call.
The FNM did cut minutes. That's for sure.
They did cut him.
Okay?
Yes.
I am Lewis. Take his own jolly butt.
He heard whispers. He heard whispers.
You make a determination. You think people can go whisper in my ear, tell my woman can leave me.
I'm hearing.
And I can come home one day and on my face. What happened? I hear people say you can leave me. And you ain't talk to me about it?
No.
You make a determination that that's what you can do. No. And you ain't talking to me about it?
No, boy.
All right, you know what? Go.
Yeah.
Because if your mind weak like that, then go.
Yes. So he heard the whispers that he met.
And he met?
Yes.
He ain't dealing with it?
No.
Okay.
So leave
I have not seen the FNM or the PLP cut no one.
No. Except for the two.
The one person who get cut is Minnis.
Yeah, only Minnis one.
With clarity.
Yes.
With clarity.
Yes.
Minnis get cut.
Yes.
I didn't see Minnis cut. I didn't see the PLP cut Gregory Moss. I didn't see PLP cut Renwood Wells or Andre Rollins. They didn't cut them.
How would I love this?
They didn't cut them.
That's why I'm telling them.
You got to make this decision yourself.
When you cut,
you don't see the mechanism turn against you within yourself. You could feel your spirit of spirits say, brother, you better move quickly.
They cut only one man Minutes. That's it. They cut.
The FNM didn't cut Travis.
No.
The FNM didn't cut Vaughn.
No.
The FNM didn't cut
Trey Rollins or them, whatever.
Chipman.
Yeah,
Reese.
Chipman. Reese Chipman. Yeah.
These decisions reside on you.
You cut.
Because if you go contrary to the party's position, then they have to deplete whatever resource supports you. Because you're not following the code that says this is the path that we're taking. And if you decide to do that, you got to decide to leave. Mark and Pine stay in the FNM the entire time, and he knew from day one.
Yes.
They wasn't going to run him no more.
Yes. Yes.
He knew all he was a thorn in their side.
And that's why I tell Ministers right now. And Ministers ain't going nowhere. He say he in the organization. He ain't leaving. He's still FNM.
But he can't be FNM. They're not going to give him a nomination,
but he's
sir.
Still a member of the FNM.
Sir.
He ain't need no nomination.
I got an FNM card someplace over there. I know a member. I didn't give the people my letter.
But
I go
you,
a long
you have
time.
Lifelong membership. Until they take it away from you, you're still a lifelong member.
You're $25 would you pay
I
for
don't
a lifelong
care.
Membership?
You're still a lifelong member.
I remember one time. Excuse me. I remember one time when we used to get indefinite visas from the U.S. Embassy.
One time ago.
They cancel that, eh?
Yeah, but you got to do that.
My mommy still got the passport, but say indefinitely.
But you got to do that.
You go try travel on that. See what going to happen.
Okay, so let me ask you another question where they could call then. Let's say next election. Let's say something similar happened what happened to the PLP with Glennis Hannah Martin, Chester Cooper, Paul Forbes, and Brave Davis. Let's say only four of them going to remain in the House Assembly. But ministers are independent. He wins. Pintard loses. Shannon loses. Let's say Adrian White wins. And let's say Long Island wins. Then you tell
this
me.
This is a heavy.
And the minister has an independent FNM, Vince Kaladi. Tell me how that works out.
The Hail Mary of conversations. This is a long shot. I don't care what
it's still a shot. That's what I try to tell you, because I've seen Larry Bird make a shot in less than 2 seconds and win the championship. So what you trying to tell God, man? I deal with probabilities. But anyway, take your calls. Use Howard.
Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Alicia Hardhair.
Hey, how you doing, Alicia?
I respect all that you have been conversing about as relates to politics in the Bahamas, mm-hmm. but I'm going to give you an insight as relates to the Bahamian mindset. Mm-hmm. Be honest,
Wonderful.
We don't care.
You don't care?
At this stage, now we're divested from all politics.
Wow.
We understand exactly what is going on, and we honestly don't care.
I don't think I
call in relation to one thing only today, and it's not politics, I assure you of that, because the interest is just simply gone. Our community is on fire.
Wow.
Faith Gardens is on fire.
Faith Gardens.
From 9 o'clock this morning, the section at the back of Faith Gardens was on fire. We heard a crackling. We didn't understand what it was. But there was fire. Buildings at the back of us has burnt down.
Wow.
That's the north of Flamingo Garden?
No, south. South by Marshall Road.
And buckets.
By Anatol
Rogers.
And
whatever we can get our hands on.
I can head that way as soon as I leave the show.
Can you imagine in this century, we are trying, and little boys who are home, because some of them are in grade 12,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have to go to school because they're preparing for exams.
Yes.
And all mothers who cannot take the heat.
Yes.
And grandparents who are at home who simply don't have the energy. And persons like myself, I cannot take all that's going on outside. The most I can do is walk along the neighborhood and beg for buckets and pails and pray someone is home.
Is people's homes on fire, or this is a bushfire at this point?
It's a bushfire. Homes at the back of us are on fire. And
homes,
you know what
we've
sent? Regular civilians bought two, not really tractors, but they're trying to smother the fire so it doesn't come near the homes.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pushing dirt on the top of the fire.
There's only one fire truck that is working. So you tell me if that's the role of governance, where it is to protect our people, to provide for our people, to ensure that our lives are safe. That's not good governance. And this falls at the feet of all those who are governed before us. I'm certain that we all pay taxes to ensure that we are well taken care of. At the end of the day, all of Elephant, we need social welfare. We need our government to invest in us, because this is a sad day, and has been many sad days, because there have been many fires throughout this nation.
Faith Gardens.
So I need to find out, and our MP is not in place. He's traveling. And I understand that he is human, but he is responsible to ensure that our concerns rest at the feet of cabinet so that it can be taken care of.
Who's that, Tall Pines?
Bacchus Roll or South Beach.
Oh, Bacchus Roll. Okay, Faith Gardens.
We are South Beach.
Yeah, man. I be back there every day.
And you say there was another fire also that you saw this morning?
On Carmichael Road by the old Roker gas station next door, where they have the, where they do the dirt and the stuff like that, right in the back of that.
Wow. Alicia, I want to thank you so much for giving us
That's
a call.
It's good to hear from her.
You charge the entire environment with a very clear understanding that no one cares about these things.
No.
We need to be able to take care of what we
have. I appreciate this call. I appreciate you there. Have a great day. But we're going to come down this
week.
You can come check it out.
Do likewise. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's take a next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. Hey, what's up?
She always sounds
I
so calm.
The tune. Go ahead.
She sounds so calm.
You okay?
Yeah, we all right. But, you know, we still saw them about Rodney Monca and everything else and these fires and everything else. But we trying to distract ourselves from it a bit, but not disrespectfully.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I offer my sincere condolences to Rodney Monca and his family. He's going to be greatly missed. I wasn't one of his fans. I was one of someone who fully supported him as an activist in this country.
He surely wouldn't be missed for that. I've come down to get some stuff for him and scholars read, so I am apologizing on I'm apologizing today and letting that go, because I think he did the best he could.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm calling you in God for, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
This menace fiesta. You don't think that Samuel Lee is just alone, man?
God keep bringing it up. It ain't me.
No, you bring up menace name. I didn't bring it up. You bring that up today. I mean, you can blame it on me. That's okay.
Intentionally do that.
No, it ain't not, you know. It ain't not, you know. What it is that we got to get to the next step. But I'm saying to you, now that you did your cutting, you got to do all your cutting one time. This is where Howard and I differ. This is how I feel.
Let me say cutting. Hold on, God. Let me just stop you right there. Right?
Okay.
Uh-huh. How many you see offer themselves for leadership in the FNM other than Dr. Minette?
How many people offer themselves for leadership?
Yeah.
I'm not in the FNM to say who offered. I heard. I can only tell what I heard in whispers.
You mentioned some names.
Whispers.
Only, as far as I know, only Dr. Minette would have run again.
No, the whisper I heard, only a whisper. Mm-hmm. You can't hold me to this. But the whisper mm-hmm. I heard was that Iram Lewis also had some interest.
This is incorrect information.
But this is a whisper. I said it's a whisper.
I got to clear up your
whisper. Okay, then he was cut and he left, right?
But yeah, but he left.
I'm asking the question because mm-hmm. you mentioned Travis Robinson.
No, Howard did. Right? Howard mentioned Howard.
Okay, Howard.
No,
did,
I
right?
said Travis was not cut. After he made a decision to go against the mm-hmm. party, the party didn't cut him. All they did was be able to deplete his supply or the support that he would have gotten. And he had to make a decision to realign himself with the objectives of the organization. Reese Chipman, the same thing. Vaughn Miller, the same thing. But well, those
that
men...
That was different from what Dr. Minette... Wasn't that different as well? What is the comparison, Howard?
The comparison is that the organization has recognized that as much conversation that they had with Dr. Minette, that he mm-hmm. decided to take on his own path. You can take on your own path and still be a part of an organization. You can't.
Why not?
What do you mean? I can tell you why. Because when Loretta stood on the stage and bring that starfish out and the Free National Movement and everyone came up there and Peter Turnquist boldly scolded her because this is the Free National Movement, you have to understand is only one umbrella.
Howard.
One leader, one party.
The PLC that I said. That sounds familiar to you?
Yes.
When he ran for leader, did he quit the PLC?
Oh, Alfred is says? He? No.
Yeah. No.
Okay, then. He's still in. He's out.
I agree with him.
So that don't mean because you run for leadership, you get cut down, you just up and quit.
Listen, this can need a whole show for itself. This can need a whole show for itself, and I only got 2 minutes.
But
I could still say no.
Dr. Minette
was the prime minister of this country.
And he's still an FNM. Like
yes, still an FNM, still a member.
But that ain't how he view the party. He don't see the party as bigger than him. Because if he did, he would be able
that.
To. If he did, he would genuflect.
Lovely. I agree with
I
you.
I appreciate your telephone
He's still
call
a member.
You got two telephone calls.
Go ahead. Go quickly. 30 seconds for each. Go ahead.
Call on that quickly.
Howard Grant.
Hey, what's up?
God bless.
Hey, bud.
Listen, God bless. Sorry. Listen to me. I can be quick.
Uh-huh.
First thing first, I want to send my regards out to Rodney Munker on the prophet. Listen to me. You know what happened. You know where you all left from them being last night?
Listen in, quickly.
Dr. Minette had a chilling grill by his house.
You get off this phone. I guess
we can talk to you next time, but yeah, good information.
We need to get off
next
phone.
Caller quickly. Next caller.
No, we got more callers. That's it. That's 2 o'clock, guys. All right. Thank you so very kindly for that. I only trying to say every scenario we try to be able to stuff into the same thing.
Uh-huh.
All right? That's not the same scenario. Dr. Minette was the prime minister of this country. And the only way and the only reason I brought this kind of a conversation up is when you indicated that the Free National Movement have to do some cutting.
Uh-huh.
There was only one cut. How much time you can cut the umbilical cord? Only one cut.
So they can hint to everybody else.
Everyone else has to now fall in line with the objective of the leadership. Same thing for the PLP. Same thing for the COI, right? Same thing. Did Lincoln cut Stephen? Stephen made a decision to leave the COI after Lincoln ran.
He made a decision
to leave the COI after Lincoln decided to run in that particular constituency.
Yes, and we did
nobody
question
cut
that.
You. No. You don't get. You decide to leave.
Yes.
You decide to leave.
Yes.
The only cut I see in the past 2 election cycles is Minette. Everyone else decided The Free National Movement came today. It's a sad day, but we have to let him go. In Jesus' name, amen. That. Anyway, guys, enjoy your weekend. We're going to go check out Faith Gardens, guys. Make sure you be able to water your garden.
If anyone can go down there and help
out. Water your grass. One of those places. Try to be able to moisten the space up. It's been very dry in the city, so I'm hoping that you guys are good out there and doing what you got to do. I pray that the Father continues to be able to watch over you and keep you safe as we are one from another. And amen. I'll see you on Monday. God, spare life right here on
The Foundation.
The Foundation. Have a great day, guys.
Foundation.